This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the centenary celebrations of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj in New Delhi. On the occasion, a special commemorative coin and postage stamp was also released. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the great Jain seer was instrumental in connecting the youth with Indian traditions. The program will mark the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute to honour the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj. Let's go live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
यह भाषा का दर्जा दिया और अभी पूज्याचार्य जी ने उसका जिक्र भी हम भारत की प्राचीन पांडुलिपियों को डिजिटाइज करने का अभियान भी चला रहे हैं इसमें बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में जैन धर्म ग्रंथों और आचार्यों से जुड़ी पांडुलिपियां शामिल है और अभी जैसा आपने कहा 50,000 से ज्यादा पांडुलिपियों के विषय में हमारे सचिव महोदय यहां बैठे हैं वो आपके पीछे पड़ जाएंगे हम इस दिशा में आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं अब हम हायर एजुकेशन में भी मातृभाषा को बढ़ावा देते हैं और इसलिए मैंने लाल किले से कहा है हमें देश को गुलामी की मानसिकता से मुक्ति दिलानी है
India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratleh hydroelectric project situated in the Indian Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The ministry said India has never recognized the legal validity of this court of arbitration, terming its constitution a serious breach of the Indus Waters Treaty. It said any proceedings before this forum and any decision taken by it is illegal. The government has denied claims that it is planning to impose a tax on water usage for agricultural purposes. The Jal Shakti Ministry clarified that rumours pertaining to taxation under the new scheme, modernization of command area development and water management are baseless and false. According to the ministry, there is no provision under this pilot project nor any directive from the government to necessarily impose user charges on farmers for water usage. The National Commission for Women has taken Suomo to cognizance of an incident reported from South Kolkata where a law student was allegedly gang-raped within the college premises. The commission has written to the Commissioner of Police Kolkata and expressed deep concern over the incident, seeking a detailed action-taken report within 3 days. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he has put an end to trade talks with Canada and will soon announce a new tariff rate for that country. The latest move, which he announced on social media, Truth Social, came as the neighboring nations had been working to agree a trade deal by mid-July. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast favorable conditions for further advance of southwest monsoon over rest of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall activity over northwest, central, east and northeast India is expected during the next 7 days. In the AFIH Pro League 2024-25, Indian women's team will take on their Asian rivals China in a do-or-die doubleheader starting today in Berlin. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. China is currently placed fourth in the points table, while India is placed last. The Salima Tete-led Indian squad will aim to end their campaign on a winning note. At the US Open 2025 badminton, young Indian shuttlers Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma reached the semifinals with dominant performances at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, Iowa, USA this morning. In the women's singles match, Tanvi defeated her Malaysian opponent, Lechana Karupathevan, 21-13, 21-16, while in the men's singles, Ayush outclassed Kuo Kuan Lin of Chinese Taipei, 22-20, 21-9. And that is the end of this news bulletin.